Welcome to RP Grinders, episode 351, a free-for-all edition of RP Grinders. We've got a little bit of news, not a lot, I see, only four stories this week, but we've got a ton of stuff to talk about. All of us are going to have a chance to talk about at least one or two topics that have been on our mind. Gentlemen, I am joined by the Frosty One himself, the Mug, Eric the Great, and Rake Man the Bull. Gentlemen, how are you?
Woohoo, I'm last!
Wait.
Yeah. As typical, Mug is breaking up, but we think you said something that was halfway witty and exciting, Mug. So
I got top billing.
Oh boy, man, it's gonna be a rough go for Mug today. I can tell. Eric, how are you, man?
I want to know how harmonica sounds like this.
No, God damn it! Don't make me exile you, Break already, man.
Well, it's not my harmonica.
I don't have it handy.
I don't know what Mug.
Did I just hear about wanting to have a handy?
I always want a handy.
Yeah, I'll take a handy, just not from Mug. And maybe, well, Break's got but, soft.
Wait, was Eric volunteering?
One? Break,
no.
Is that Break? What? Oh, okay. I misunderstood it. Sorry.
Break probably has the softest hands, so, you know.
I've been told my hands are very soft. You're just jealous.
Mug. I don't ever want to hear that.
Wait, why would you assume my hands are the softest?
I don't know, man. How I imagine it, I guess. I don't know. Mug, I don't ever want to hear supple from your mouth again, ever.
I say supple. I say supple.
Aye, man. Mug,
supple.
Dude, hang up, Mug. I'll call you back, dude. I don't know what's going on with Mug. But hey, Eric, how was your week, dude?
It was mostly all right.
Mostly all right. What's going on in the world of Eric?
Allergies.
Allergies. It's kind of. I mean, isn't it that season almost year round where you're at in Ohio?
Yeah.
Well, part of the problem is it's been the rainiest summer in recorded history.
Yeah, here the same thing. I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on here in Colorado.
Yeah, like we've had more rain this summer than
ever. Other allergies, I can't tell.
Yeah.
Testing.
Yeah, you're back, Mug. So what were you saying,
Did
Break?
You say testes?
Yeah. Break, what were you saying?
I don't remember.
Something about the rainiest.
I said something about testes.
Yeah, testicles, whatever. All right, guys, we're going to have a lot of fun today. Let's get done with the news real quick. Eric, go ahead.
Okay, from Silicon Rainbow. Yeah. Final Fantasy X HD. PS4 patch will make random battles random again because they broke the first time. Basically, the way it was is the random number generator was broken to the point where it was pretty much predetermined.
Yeah, well, it's like it started when it was set once
per
when
game.
You start the game, and it just never got reset. So it's like every battle would be the same battle.
Ugh, that sucks. Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I mean, the battles would be random, but they'd be random in the sense that the game would, when you make your save file, I guess it generates a certain kind of pattern, and then that pattern set from the end of the game or from the beginning to the end.
Man, that sucks for the PS4 players.
So they weren't truly random.
Ugh, that really sucks, man. Well,
I don't know how they fucked up that badly, but there was also another issue with the game with the music, how it wouldn't it would loop every time you go somewhere else and get a new track instead of like when you're on the field and you go into a battle that it looped the track that was playing in the field again.
It acted like the old NES.
Ugh, that's terrible, man. That's really bad. Like that, I hope they patch that up soon, man. That sucks. All right, on to the next.
It doesn't have a date, but at least they're actually doing it. Unlike them just kind of dragging it through a foot with the whole "World Ends with You" solo remix thing.
Yeah.
They eventually fixed that, but only after like removing it from the iOS store and then making some bullshit excuse.
What are you talking about? It was never on the iTunes store. We never put it there. Yeah. You have no proof of this.
I don't understand.
Was that their excuse? Something like that.
No, they removed it so people wouldn't buy it.
Well, what I don't get is if there's something major like that in the game, wouldn't you have your guys working on that thing 24/7 just to get it done sooner than later? Like, honestly, like, I mean, that's, it's not game breaking, but damn, that's a pretty bad, you know, glitch in a game.
You and me would want that, but I think this probably costs them money to do patches, so I'm going to guess it's not their highest priority.
It should be their highest priority. Motherfuckers sold the game. They should be able to fucking support it, you know? Fuck, that just pisses me off, man. That's terrible, actually.
I'm not saying they're not working on it and it's not a priority. I'm just saying it's probably not their highest priority.
Yeah, I guess, man. That's just, I don't know. That's just shitty. It's shitty to do to people, you know? Whatever. I guess we'll hope for the best on that. What do we got next, break?
Let's just hope they that patch doesn't break other shit.
Yeah, I know.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Silicon Ra, Silly Putty Ara. Anyway.
We'll accept that.
Busty Roguelike Omega Labyrinth announced for PlayStation Vita.
I don't know why it says busty, because these girls aren't exactly gigantic.
Well, the one on the right was busty. The one on the right's pretty busty. I mean,
the one on the right kind of is. The one in the middle's not too. She's all right, I guess.
Can't tell them the one on the left, though.
Yeah.
Although they all look, I'm going to say not quite 18. And the Scroll Girl outfits do not help.
The default age for anything in Japan seems to be anywhere from 14 to 18.
I'm going to think they're in a 16-ish range.
Yeah, I'm going to nail that down a little further and say 16.
I'm going to say they're 18 so I don't sound like a goddamn pedo. What's up, Freak Five from chat?
D3 Publisher, recently known for titles such as The Bullet Girls and Onichimbara. I've never heard of Bullet Girls, or have I? And just forgot about it.
No, Bullet Girls is a game that's only available in Japan for the Vita, and it's awful.
Okay. Announced their latest title is Omega Labyrinth, a game – what, you're not going to like hint at the what's going on in the game here? Omega Labyrinth. A game where you'll go as a chest-expanding adventure – I'm sorry, let me start over here. You'll quote-unquote go on a chest-expanding adventure in a new chest-measuring, crossed-out, wonderful roguelike. What?
Oh, my goodness.
Chest-expanding adventure.
This type
of
shit.
If you level up and your boobs get bigger, I'm guessing that's what they mean.
No, I'm pretty sure it's part of the story. They're on a quest to make their boobs larger.
If that happens, if you level up and their boobs get larger, I'm gonna have to pre-order this game.
Well, that means the dungeon music will be we must develop our bust.
that's a Lords of Acid reference right there, man. That's...
No, it's not.
Yeah,
that has been around for decades.
Yeah, but
well before Lords of Acid.
Yeah, well, Lords of Acid made that into a song, and that's how I remember. God damn it, and that's how I'm going to remember it.
You know what Lords of Acid makes me think of? GDP. What? When are you going to bring that back?
Which one?
You heard me.
What gross domestic product?
No, the other GDP.
I have no idea.
GDP?
The Grindr dance party.
Yeah. You know, if I get a Friday evening here soon, I would like to do another GDP, but it might be a bit, man. But anyways, let's back to this, man.
We still don't have any other details as far as gameplay or story goes. Omega Labyrinth is in development by Matrix Software, known as developers that brought us various Final Fantasy ports to smartphone and Nintendo DS. Character design, and they spelled character CHRACTER. Designs are done by Watasume. Am I close?
I have no idea who Watasume is. I have no idea.
There will be more details later in the next Dengeki PlayStation magazine.
You know, stories like this add to the whole Gamergate shit. You know, I mean, this game, oh boy.
Can't we have like something like this for adults with actually adults and stuff?
Anything that's, you know, we have this notion that anything that's adult means sex and not, you know, the stuff that, you know, actually needs to be kept from kids. You know, like, you know, I don't know.
I'm not talking about giving this shit from kids. I'm talking about giving stuff from me.
Well, yeah, but never mind.
I always wondered that break. Like, why isn't there more of a market for adult gaming? You know, and I don't mean like porn games, like you know, like they, like what Eric has been watching, like those movies and stuff.
Tons of movies have nudity. Are most of those movies called porn? Well, yeah, but that's something different. But the Hollywood has tons of movies with nudity in them. Those aren't pornographic.
Not nearly as much as they used to. It's like in the, you know, like the 80s, it was all over the damn place.
You know, here's the thing. Like, I don't think you should put nudity and sex in a game just for the sake of nudity and sex. I mean,
I'm saying directors, writers, they use nudity as a plot point.
Right. Right, and it should
not necessarily as the sex or anything else, but we don't have that in gaming, do we?
You know, I think we still have the perception. I think we still have the perception, maybe even worldwide, that games are still for kids. You know, and I know we've talked a little bit about that on this show before, but I think the generation, the Mario generation, I'm going to call them, the one, you know, the people that grew up, and even before that, the people that grew up with, like, the Atari and the Marios of the world are grown up now. So there's a huge market for more adult-orientated games. And I'm not talking...
It's not going to change until the people that rule, you know, like the billionaires and the politicians, until those people become gamers.
Hmm.
Until the older generation are truly gamers, then it's the perception, I don't think, is going to change.
Yeah, I mean, once you see politicians that are gamers, that's when it'll change.
I agree. And the closest we've had is Obama, obviously.
Playing the Wii with his daughters.
Right. That's pretty much the closest. But until that change, we're not going to. But anyways, Freak 5 says, I had a strange realization earlier today. Frank needs to make sure he always has co-hosts. Because if he is the only host, he will need to change the name of the show to RP Grinder. And RP Grinder sounds like an app for LARPers trying to have sex. you know what? I'm going to go ahead and market that idea if it makes me money.
I was going to say RP Grinders already sounds – it already sounds like it's a social site for LARPers trying to have sex.
Yeah, we should – you know what? We should start that up, man.
Have sex? No.
No, not have sex, especially with you.
No, I'm not LARPing sex either. Sorry.
God damn it. MXT and Freak 5 are exiled. Fuckers, man. Damn, I was in a good mood, too. Now you guys are putting me in a goddamn bad mood. Some of the bitches. Exile. God damn it. All right, Mug. Next story, please.
All right.
No, I want to know why you're in a bad mood now. That took 2 seconds. You
look
flipped
at chat.
Like a bipolar teenager.
Just look at chat, man. God damn it.
Yeah. All right. Coming to us live from Silicon, whatever. the Legend of Zelda. I ran out of care. The Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes will launch in North America on October 23rd. And that's your whole story. Well,
yep,
almost.
That's it.
Last night, Nintendo announced that The Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes will be released, fuckers, in Europe on October 23rd for 3DS. Nintendo America followed up this morning with a North American release on the same day. And why did you need 2 sentences for that? October 23rd, 2015, The Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes will let up to 3 players team up locally via download play with 1 game card or online using wireless internet connection to cooperatively explore dungeons and battle bosses.
Wait a minute. Hold up. So one person could have this game and 2 other people can hook up wirelessly through the internet to that person?
Local. Download play is local.
Only local. God damn it, chat, man, fuckers. All right. Well, damn it,
chat,
that sucks,
fuckers,
man.
Is that anywhere near Kathmandu?
I guess. That's...
Kathmandu what?
Yeah, Mug is going in and out, man. I can't.
Meow.
He's
get off my chat room. What the hell?
Wyland says Triforce Heroes looks like ass. I'm sure it'll look a little better final product.
Well, to be fair, I've seen some really nice asses out there.
Well, guess what? Let's see. It's using the same engine as Link Between Worlds, and before you actually get to play the game, screenshots don't do it justice.
I tell you what, Freak 5, we'll make a deal. He says, if you use my idea, I demand 20%.
But if you didn't like Four Swords, you probably won't like this.
I liked Four Swords, okay. Freak 5 says, if you use my idea, I demand 20% of any profits. How about this, Freak? If you create that website and use the RP Grinder name, we get 20%. I'll be okay with 20%.
If you had at least two people with you, Four Swords was amazing.
It was. It's a fun game, man. Really
never played it.
Oh, that's a shame. It's a gem for sure.
That one and Pac-Man Versus, those were Pac-Man the Versus, reason yeah. to get the GameCube, I think.
I never got to play the Pac-Man Versus game.
Dude,
My God, dude. Pac-Man Versus is the reason for the whole Game Boy Advance connectivity and shit.
Yeah.
It was basically the only reason that one in Four Swords, but
yeah.
that game especially took advantage of it.
Yeah. I think the GameCube is an underrated system as a whole, man. You could even play advanced games on that system with that attachment. With
yeah. Well, I think a lot of people didn't like Mario Sunshine, which I think is a damn shame because I think that was an amazing game.
It's an amazing game. It's just really hard. It's
yeah.
I've seen
what you're breaking up, Mug.
Yeah.
Let's go on to the last story, and then we'll hit up some.
when I was an assistant manager, not in my own game store, mm-hmm. I was working in another person's store before I had my own. I used to play Mario Sunshine all the time when I was by myself, no customers were around and stuff. And my manager would like to sell the game or sell the memory card on me. Even though there were other used memory cards and other used copies, but
he probably did that because you were slacking off, man. That's probably
no. This is only when I was by myself. Mm. So every time I played a game, I'd have to start over. Mm. But I love Mario Sunshine. I think it's one of the best Mario games.
I like it a lot too. It just got really difficult, man.
It's definitely hard, and I think a lot of people were like, "Oh, there's a stupid water pack and stuff. Like this isn't Mario." When's he transform and shit? Like, no, this is a good game. You're just not looking, just not giving it a chance or something. I don't know. You don't like the happy aesthetic?
Yeah. Hey, let's go on.
Was that Mario?
With Mario,
it did have some of the nicest water effects I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think it's a good game for sure. Freak 5 says, I bet Mug would sound awesome breaking up like that. Never mind. I'm not going to.
While breaking up like that while playing his harmonica.
No! God
damn it. I'm sorry. Let me stop.
We don't need any of that. Next story, and the final story of the evening before we get to a bunch of free-for-all stuff. Dungeons and Darkness is a love letter to King's Field, and it's heading
Tell me more.
Heading west. Yeah. Wasn't King's Field, really difficult as well?
King's Field was difficult, but it was fair. It was a fair difficulty, like a Mega Man type fair difficulty.
Playism is publishing Japanese indie. Oh, by the way, this is from Ricearoni. The story. Playism is publishing Japanese indie studio Yamauchi Project's first-person dungeon crawler Dungeons & Darkness for PC. It'll be out in Japan soon, but we'll be heading to the West afterwards. It's described as a love letter to classic dungeon crawlers, with Playism name-dropping the likes of King's Field and Ultima Underworld. Ultima World, I remember being pretty good. However, while that may be true, it apparently has a more modern interpretation of first-person combat than those other titles. Instead of the turn-based effects of old Dungeons & Darkness, is real-time first-person combat against orcs, trolls, skeletons, and other Gygaxian beasts, writes Playism. There are over 30 different weapons to try out, a bunch of spells, and a range of shields as well. You'll want to make use of these as you fight your way through the dungeons, or the dragons, slimes, and other fantastical monsters within the game's dungeons. I always wondered why they wouldn't do a Dungeons & Dragons game like that, man. That would be
this awesome. Game certainly looks dark, but as...
Say, didn't they do something I think similar the game with should Eye called... of the Beholder?
Sorry.
What's that?
Didn't they do something like that with Eye of the Beholder?
Not really.
Not really. They
I never tried. Played them, but I just remember they were first person.
They were turn-based, though.
I remember the
game... That one... There was another, first-person RPG on the... Super NES and Genesis that was a lot better than that one. I can't remember the name of it, though.
No, actually, it was a little bit of ATB-ish, because if you didn't do anything, an enemy would attack you. But when you had to wait for characters to get their turn.
I don't remember the name of the game, but it was very Dungeons & Dragons-ish.
Well, I mean... I just don't – okay. This is what I don't understand about Dungeons & Dragons. Dungeons & Dragons spawned everything, right, pretty much. Well, if you want to go back even further, the Tolkien books pretty much inspired everything, right? Lord of the Rings, all that stuff. And then, then you had you fast forward a little ways and you have Dungeons & Dragons, and that kind of spawned everything RPG that we know and love now, right? Games, the rope, the tabletop games, the video games, et cetera, et cetera.
Wizardry, like, the Bard's Tale, and
Bard's Tale, almost everything, right? I mean, it Dungeons and Dragons is basically the source material for almost any RPG. I mean, I can go, down the list on to Dragon Quest, Final Fantasy, the whole works. Okay, I don't understand why there hasn't been a definitive Dungeons & Dragons game, and why they don't just keep making Dungeons & Dragons game, because there are so many great stories within that world that are fantastic that they could use. They always seem to screw it up. There's been a few PC titles. Like, I know Icewind Dale was pretty decent.
Baldur's Gate games.
But that's what I'm saying. Icewind Dale, Baldur's Gate. Like, those games are pretty good. But they're not considered amongst the pantheon of RPGs. You know, when you think of the pantheon of RPGs, you really think of, like, Final Fantasy. You think of Chrono Trigger. You think there's a litany of games that you can pull from the hat. But Dungeons & Dragons is never mentioned. They're just not. You know, Dungeon Buster says there were great AD&D games back when SSI had the license in the late 80s and early 90s.
Yeah, the gold box games, those were good.
They were good, but
they're painful to play now. Huh?
This is my point. Does anybody ever mention those games other than, like, us geeky dudes like Dungeon Buster and all of us?
I do.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like us, like other than us, like you could – I guarantee
it isn't shooty enough, I guess.
if you asked a non-RPG player, like, what they thought were the top RPG games off the top of their head, it would never be mentioned. Like, I don't know. But whatever. We'll go on and we'll probably talk more about that as we go. So
I'd like to say that this game should be called Dungeons and Dankness, too, because I'm pretty sure it's dankin' there.
I'm sure it's probably good. I mean, it looks decent. I mean, I don't mind dark games.
Dungeons and oppressive humidity.
Right. Demon Souls and Dark Souls were dark games, but they're pretty good. I mean, they're pretty unforgiving, but, pretty decent games for sure. All right. Real quickly, what have you been playing? I
have no problem with Unforgiving as long as it's fair,
No, I agree.
And not like, the original Ninja Gaiden where there's a certain point.
Ninja Gaiden is not that fucking hard.
Ninja Gaiden 2 where you jump. There's it's a certain spot where you jump and a bird hits you in the...
Ninja Gaiden 2 was like
it, right, but I'm saying I know. But I'm saying I'm trying to explain.
Let Brake explain himself. Go ahead, Brake.
Didn't even let me start. He started talking.
Go ahead, Brake.
Man, you're a bully, Eric.
That's because you won't hurry up.
I'm sorry. what was I saying? Anyways, there was a spot in Ninja Gaiden 2. Where you, if you don't know about this spot, it was really unfair. Like, bird hits you and knocks you into a hole every time. And that I was just trying to reference that spot, not the games themselves. Because the Ninja Gaiden 1 and 2 are pretty easy games.
Mm. I'd just like to mention the rule about dying at the final boss and then being thrown back to, like three zones before.
Oh, yeah, that's bad, too.
Ninja Gaiden 3, like the American version of a Ninja Gaiden first.
Yeah. That was a terrible game.
Buster says TSR tried to actually do CRPGs in the early 80s, but never came out with any. That's what I'm talking about. There's nothing memorable. Like we none of us can really, really hang on to anything. And me as a former Dungeons and Dragons player, tabletop player, I've been waiting for that. Like, I really want to play a great Dungeons & Dragons game.
The problem with the ones that they tried to do on the NES, like, they were just way too complicated for the system itself.
Well, the thing is, those were PC ports.
Yeah. They just weren't designed for the NES, so they didn't, not the best.
Yeah. I wish somebody would buy that license and do it justice, because it's
Dungeon Buster says Ship of Doom was hard. Yeah, the third Ninja Gaiden, I hated that game.
They made a difficult game unnecessarily even more difficult than it needed to be.
Yeah.
Yes, those Dungeons and Dragons arcade games.
It was actually supposed to be the easiest of the Ninja Gaidens, because they gave the player unlimited continues and passwords and more power ups. But they removed all those for the U.S. release.
Yeah, they also set it up so that if you died if you die in the U.S. version, they double the damage, and if you die in the anywhere in the level, like, you get sent all the way back to the start of the level instead of going back to the beginning of the current section.
Yeah.
And so the Japanese version of Ninja Gaiden 3 is ridiculously easy.
So Ninja Gaiden 3, the American version, is the definition of what I was talking about before. Then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not fair game.
Right, right.
Hard game that just isn't fair.
Yeah.
You could play the trilogy version of 3, but I wouldn't recommend playing the trilogy at all.
Yeah, the Super Nintendo version was even harder. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that, man. It's just, I don't know. It's just BS. Like, when you have a game, there's a difference between, like, what you're saying, Break, like the difficulty level being fair and throwing your fucking controller across the room because you just – like, for instance, a good example of that is giving, like, bosses, like, triple the amount of hit points or something. What is the point of that? Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense, you know? So – whatevs. Let's move on to our free-for-all show. This is going to be a free-for-all.
Maria, it's a Baldur's Gate game, but it's not Dark Alliance. Unless you're just making a mention.
I'm just mentioning it because I remember playing it. The thing I remember most about that game is I didn't get to play much of it, but I remember the beholder that they had near the beginning was voiced by Tony Jay.
Mm. Yeah, I did hear that Dungeon Buster. There's a new D&D CRPG coming out, Sword Coast Legends.
Yeah, it's a Baldur's Gate game. It's an expansion of the original Baldur's Gate.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Baldur's Gate was such a fun game, but it's extracted me from porn.
It's extracted you from porn. All right, let's move on. Any homie discounts, Eric?
I've got one. It's for Japan, though.
Oh, well. Yeah, go ahead for all of our Japanese listeners out there.
Okay, this is from...
none of them.
Race of Ronus.
Actually, we do have Japanese listeners.
Anyways, Atelier Maru Plus and Arcana Heart 3 Love Max with exclamation points are PlayStation Plus games for Japan.
There you go, Japan. Yeah, you.
Mm-hmm. It says, just like other regions, Lara Croft and Temple of Osiris... and Super Exploding Zoo, Aro's Awakening, and Kick and Fennec are the other games that are on there. But these two are especially are named because I guess they're actually Japanese games. But let's see, Sony has been giving us. It's mentioned here last month. The disaster report for PS3 and Patapon 3 were available for Plus. In Japan.
All right. Well, there you go, Japanese listeners. Have at it.
Their pluses have been better than ours. But then again, we've had those before.
Yeah.
So you miss your chance, you aren't going to get it again. Yeah. I kind of wish VLR would be put on Plus again, because I missed that opportunity because I didn't have PlayStation Plus at the time.
Mm. Break. Any Twitter? Stuff
actually, I have some homie discounts for you.
Oh, yeah. Go.
On the Google Play Store, Squinix has a bunch of their games on sale between 30% and 50% off. Please do not let me buy this game. No matter how much I beg, just do not let me buy it. But Final Fantasy Tactics is on sale for $9.70. I already own enough copies of the game. I don't need another copy. Please stop me. And plus, I'll go to work and then I'll start playing this game and then I'm fired.
Yeah. You don't want to get fired.
Just don't let me buy Final Fantasy Tactics.
At least on the tablets, it runs better than it does on PSP.
Yeah, it's the unpatched one anyway.
Final Fantasy VI is on sale for $7.99. Final Fantasy IV is on sale for $7.99. The Secret of Mana is on sale for $3.99. I wonder how that plays on phone. Final Fantasy V is on sale for $7.99. $3.799. What is that? I can't even. What is that? The original? $7.99. The favorite game of all time of our dear friend Frank is on sale for $12.99.
Goddamn right.
They have several other games. I don't know if these are actually sale prices.
What are you talking about? Rape? There's. I didn't know there was a mobile port of Rape Play.
Get out of here, you son of a bitch! Should hang up on you for that one, man. Goddamn son of a bitch!
I own a bunch of these titles.
Rape Play. God, that's a game I haven't heard of in a long ass time, man. Rape Play,
and I think there's a game called Kill Death.
Kill Death. Is that like Manhunt or something?
It's kind of like Replay, but it's not quite the same.
It's not nearly as good.
Not nearly as good? You know this?
By good, we mean awful.
Yeah, of course. That's exactly what I mean. I mean, it's horrible. No redeeming value whatsoever.
Oh, boy. Hey, this is kind of related to that. Do they allow nudity in gaming on YouTube, or is that taboo on YouTube? I know not.
It's probably taboo. Everything, they're like, oh God, no. Oh, they're breasts. Oh God. Oh God.
It was a thing called Kill Death. It's called Love Death, and there were three of them.
That's not true. Nudity is allowed on YouTube videos. I've seen it plenty of times. It just has to be like red flagged.
Interesting.
That's people. It's not allowed, but people do. They put them on all the time. As soon as when YouTube finds out about it, they get rid of it. But you only have to be somebody has to complain for them to find out about it. They don't go looking.
Mm. What was the other game you mentioned, Mug? That was like Rape Play or Eric?
Eric mentioned it.
Love Death. And it wasn't called Kill Death. It was called Love Death.
Love Death. Jesus Christ.
Love Death. There were three of them.
I never knew these games even
existed. Whoa! There are multiple. Are you kidding me? Like, it was so popular they made more?
I guess. Or they had always planned on making three of them.
Oy.
All right. Well, I just did a Google search on it, and there's a video that one of the first things that comes up is, Love Death 2, fun time!
Oh, boy. Hey, what'd you look up? Love Death Game or something?
That's really the subtitle, fun time.
Yeah, it says Love Death 2, fun time! You know, it's like, it's on all caps with a... exclamation point.
Stupid. All right.
Apparently it involves beating women.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Talk about Gamergate again. There we go. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Twitter questions.
We have one from Freak5Cast responding to last episode. He says, I went to the wedding shower because I was invited, and I am polite like that. I wasn't the only man there. Because apparently Freak5Cast was butthurt when he heard last week's episode, and we made fun of him for going to a wedding shower. That's right. I haven't forgot that Yoda butthurt picture. And this one comes from Flabby Sausage. Mm. He just picked up Hyrule Warriors to the Wii U, and he says the game is fantastic. I do want to play that game. It looks pretty good.
I kind of want to play that too, even though I'm not big into it's like Dynasty Warriors, right?
It's from what I've seen, it's like Dynasty Warriors, but more complex and with, Zelda characters.
Yeah. It's Dynasty. It's a Musou game with a Zelda skin.
So it's not more complex. It's just the same thing.
I guess it's breaking news from Wyland, the shooter in the Aurora shootings, which happened about two blocks from where I used to live, is getting life in prison. So there you go. Make whatever you can make from that.
And we have one more Twitter, and it's from MXT, the MXT on Twitter. He says, quit killing my wrestlers, Frank Branches. It's showtime!
Yeah.
Because exactly. He said it in capital, so I had to yell it. I think that's the rule.
Right.
And that's all for Twitter.
All right, that's all for Twitter. Okay, real quickly, what have you been playing? I'll go first. Marvel Puzzle Quest, but... I haven't really played anything new, but Marvel Puzzle Quest...
What, is that
Quest,
like a DLC patch, Marvel
Quest? Yeah, no, Marvel Quest Butt.
Oh, get out of here. I had the hardest time...
Anal Quest.
Oh, get out of here. Anal Quest. I had the hardest time getting Ant-Man in the game. There was a section in the game where you could attempt... And boy, did I ever attempt to try to get Ant-Man, and it was fucking hard because you only have three characters to go with at first, and you have to go up against 15 fucking characters, and it's almost impossible. But I utilized they let you use Ant-Man for that section, and I utilized Ant-Man to his fullest abilities. And I am proud to say I'm now the owner of fucking Ant-Man. Yay me. So there you go. That's what I've been playing. Eric, what have you been playing, sir?
I've been playing... Hold on a minute. Let's see. I've still been playing more Senran Kagura Burst. I finished the Hanzo side. I'm on the Hibijo side. And yeah,
I've actually thought the Hibijo side was much more interesting story-wise.
Just because we learn why these people are the way they are.
Yeah.
We didn't really get that in the Hanzo side.
Yeah, I translated the game.
These girls are students. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I'm only on Chapter 2 so far. But, I also played a little bit of, Dungeon Travelers 2 and got that review that I'm gonna probably write for Totally Jan on. I also played I don't remember if I played World End like on last week or last weekend. I finished that up though, but that was a much improved story than the first part was, mainly because it had to deal with interpersonal relationships rather than trying to make the stock market exciting in text format.
All right.
And because the main character was an insufferable dick, and so the second game's about him growing up from that.
All right. What else?
Is he actually less of an insufferable dick in the second one?
Well, he was so broken by a guy that was... Well, it's more like he made a mistake because he thought he was giving him some stock advice, but he ended up not giving him advice, but he was trying to give him a warning, I guess, and giving him to use his head, but you don't find that out until the end of the game, even though I figured that out before I even began playing the second.
So it's like it's a wonderful life for an inveterate dick.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I guess maybe. I haven't seen the movie. But anyways, he is so broken that he quits the stock market, and the game's about him getting over that hump because of a request of someone.
All right. What else have you been playing, Eric?
I played a little bit of Machina Machina of the Planet Tree, Planet Ruler. I'm guessing the first part is the actual series name. The Planet Ruler is like the chapter or something.
All right.
It's interesting for an RPG Maker game. The only thing I don't really like is that the game lacks any proper resolution options or gamepad support, and the game has frame rate issues.
How does a fucking RPG Maker game have frame rate issues?
Because it tries to do a little bit more than RPG Maker can handle.
Oh, there you go.
Like with attack animations. It's kind of set up like Xenogears. Like you can pull off combos.
Okay.
And each combo, like kind of like Chrono Cross, takes a certain amount of AP that you can use.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
And the attacks are kind of flashy, so the game kind of chugs there. But that might have more to do with the fault of the RPG Maker engine.
Mm. Yeah.
But.
So it's like an RPG Maker XP or something, or VX?
I'm pretty sure it's one of the last two versions of the game, or of the engine, but MV might sounds like it actually has a good engine this time.
Mm.
Which I didn't talk about because I think we already talked about MV.
Mm. All right.
Because I saw a post about it this week.
What else, Eric?
But that's all I've really been playing.
All right. Break, what have you been playing, sir? Did we
lose Break? A whole bunch of the same.
I wanted to mention something else, though.
All right, go ahead, Eric.
It's kind of newsworthy, but it... I didn't include it because of whatever reason. I guess I only just found about it. But I'll get back to it when I remember, though.
All right, Break.
I don't remember now.
All right, don't interrupt Break when he's doing his games. What are you even playing? Just the usual Break?
Yeah. It's fine. He can interrupt me. I was giving him shit before.
I know, but I want to hear what you've been playing, man. And the same.
No, just the same old stuff. Nothing really new. It's been really busy week, so I haven't had time to play that much of anything. And what I've played has just been the same stuff and nothing new.
All right.
So Mug? Plants vs. Zombies 2, Final yeah. Fantasy 13 2.
Can we go back?
No. These are like earlier in the year. It's Final Fantasy Record Keeper. It's Gears of War. A couple different Gears of War, and just
Halo?
Cause.
Any Halo?
Just
Halo
cause. I need to get a Halo Xbox. Mm. They released images of the aforementioned Halo 5 Guardians Xbox.
All right,
I want that. Will you buy it for me, Frank?
Get out of here! I can't even buy anything for myself. Mug, what are you playing? Sir? Anything?
Mug has been way too fucking busy to play any games.
I bet, man. Sometimes you get like that, man, where you just can't get to it. You know, I always seem to carve out a little bit of space for Marvel Puzzle Quest, though. I don't know why. I always have time to play that fucking game. Maybe because it's like you can do it in very small doses, but whatever.
Well, you're good at dealing with things in short spurts.
Get out of here, Mug. I'll give you a short spurt to the face, sir. That's what I'll do. All right.
That's entirely.
Hey, that's what we do on this show. We shock and awe people sometimes, you know? I mean, that's the way it goes. All right. Let's see. Let's move on. We're not really going to do the traditional Stinkos and Sweetos and all that stuff. We're going to get right to free-for-alls. It may be
Stinko. And I had some, too. Thanks a lot.
No, that's fine. We can talk about them, man. Like, put them in there, and we'll talk about them, man. Like, that's perfectly okay. Matter of fact, Eric, we'll start with you, man. Anything you want to talk about this week?
Yeah, I found an article where it says a teacher punched a 7-year-old for being an atheist.
Ooh, so, what's that about?
I had to load it because I didn't know when we were going to do this. But this is from the Washington Post. It says, the allegations from the complaint, which claims that teacher's actions violated the child's First Amendment rights. Oh, wait, first let me read the headline for context. It says, I hate it when the headline shows a context. But I tried to square it down in my notes. But it says here that a 7-year-old quizzed on religion, ordered to sit alone at lunch for telling classmates he didn't believe in God.
Mm. Yeah, I heard about that.
In notes here, it says in February of 2015, AB was a second grader at Forest Park Elementary School, a school which is within Fort Wayne Community Schools. During a discussion with classmates on playground, he responded to a question by indicating that he did not go to church because he did not believe in God. This resulted in the teacher interrogating the child as to his beliefs and requiring the child to sit by himself during lunch and not to talk to his classmates during lunch for 3 days. Because apparently the student complained and started crying, and the teacher obviously caught wind of this.
I don't like the fact that he was punished, but like.
It basically made him wear a dunce cap without the dunce cap.
Well, there's also the fact that it's very, very illegal for a teacher to quiz a fucking kid about what he, you know.
Yeah, if you work for the government, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Teacher should have flat out been fired.
I agree with that. I also think,
but
though.
Indiana, and everybody's about God in Indiana.
Yeah, I think that. We've gotten overly sensitive to the way that teachers handle things in the classroom. That being said, this particular story and many other stories like it, like the whole dunce cap thing, is just that's way over the top, you know. But I do think we're a little overly sensitive when it comes to punishing of kids in schools. I can't even believe I'm going to say this, but when I was in elementary school, they were still spanking, and obviously I'm totally against that. But anyways, I want to.
Well, it says later here, Siri, he wasn't dick about it. He just said he was fine with. Slot number 10. It says AB responded by saying he did not go to church and did not believe in God. He also stated that it was fine with him if his inquiring classmate believed in God.
Hmm.
But you don't believe in God, so I'm gonna cry anyway.
Yeah. Wyland says Eric is correct. He lives in Indiana, mm-hmm. So there's a bunch of whiners in Indiana apparently.
Indiana sucks. That's all I have to say.
Ohio isn't much better, dude. Like
I know. Fuck you. I love Ohio.
What I've been reading from Ohio, dude, I would never want to live there, man. If that's
just
the way it is.
Yesterday,
you don't want to live there because or live here because there's no, weed's not illegal.
And then the GOP.
I mean, weed's not legal.
That's a big reason.
Yesterday,
man.
The GOP debate last night. Apparently, our governor John Kasich said that he talks to God. So, yeah, he's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much, man. All right, Eric, anything else you wanted to talk about before I got to Freak Fight?
Oh, yeah. I had one, Stinko. I learned that my number 9's been delayed again to 2016 at the latest, I guess.
At the earliest, you mean?
Well, wow. Latest is in if they don't get it done by the end of the year, it'll leak into 2016.
Oy. I always hate delays, but if they're done for good reasons.
Which is apparently the online component in the game, which I don't understand why the game even needed an online component.
Because gamers are whiners and they'll complain about anything. And if
yeah, but it's like supposed to be an action game that's similar to games like Mega Man. And those
so it's like just score attacks against people. That's
I think,
the online
I think it's some kind of co-op mode, but then you do it online, I guess.
Yeah. Wyland says
apparently the code for the online is kind of shit, so they need time to fix it, and they don't know how long it'll take them, so they just put out a vague release of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
At least it might give them time to get the 3DS and Vita versions done so they can release them simultaneously, and they might have time to polish up graphics while they're at it.
You know, I was going to say before I don't understand, but now I guess I kind of do. If they're having trouble with online, this is a small independent Japanese company. They're not as familiar with online as most American companies are.
It's funny. Oh, no. Mm. I mean, he's only one guy that Kogma Machine in it creates is there. He's the producer. But
yeah, and this is a small – this is an independent company.
He's not the director. He's just one dude.
So yeah. Scrap that.
Being a liaison of the company that's working.
So scrap it. Scrap it and make it a DLC deal later. Like that's
no. Like that's you can't do that with online. That it doesn't work that way, Frank.
No, I mean if you're that interested in
trying to add an online component to something that wasn't originally is a recipe for disaster.
Why? Yes, yes. Why? If you have
everybody needs to lay off them and let them finish the game. It's an online component. This is new to them. Let them finish it instead of rushing it out and getting it
wrong. Break.
I
look,
think
developers
can I
have been.
Say something?
Go ahead, Eric.
I think people's bigger problem is the fact that they weren't as forthcoming as they probably could have been, and
that
and leads to them in their paranoia, assuming that he's some villain who's doing this all because he hates them all, or that they're incredibly inept. Because you know, why would you? Let's see. I mean, I know Inta Creates is not a big company like Bethesda, but they'll release a game like Skyrim and it'll have 50 bajillion bugs. Even the PS3 version never got really fixed. Would you rather them fix this thing and have the game be like practically flawless, or would you want a game like Sonic Boom?
How about they just. They should have just not even did that and just came out, like you said, Eric, without the online shit in it. But, you know, to address something you said, Break, you can put code, even online code on a disc and not have it available until you work out the bugs and kinks yourself and then patch it in later. It's not impossible, man. Wyland says
– Yeah, but there is whether or not they have the manpower to even do that.
Yeah. I didn't say it was impossible, like, but it'd be more expensive.
Don't go on.
And like Eric's saying, it's more manpower. It's expensive.
It was a stretch goal, so they had to fulfill it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Weiland says, fuck Nintendo for making Rob Game & Watch and Doug Hunt Amiibo a 3-pack and making it a GameStop exclusive. I think you guys know how we feel about GameStop. Yeah, fuck that. That's bullshit.
But also, the Red Ash Kickstarter failed, but the game's getting funded anyways. But it's not going to be as big of a game as it could have been. So that kind of sucks.
You guys hear about that Pac-Man game that's coming out? It looks pretty interesting. It's Pac-Man 256. It looks pretty good. I saw a little bit of gameplay. It looks interesting.
Why is it called 256?
There's a reason for it. I can't remember what the reason for it. My son told me.
Is that the name of the glitch or something?
Yeah, like, I think that's the glitch. Yeah, I think that's the number of the glitch.
The idea of the game suddenly becoming corrupt and you have to escape.
Yeah. People, Dungeon Buster says people are really wondering why Mighty No. 9 is taking so many months to fix. The replies to the announcement on their Kickstarter have been pretty unhappy. I would be too. This is
like I said, Dungeon Buster. It's probably because they have really no real idea how long it's going to take them. And rather than put a date out there and be beholden to that date, they'd rather just say 2016 and be safe.
Yeah. All right, break. Anything you wanted to talk about this week, sir?
Well, I thought we were doing Stinkos.
Well, no, it's a free-for-all week, dude. We're talking about anything.
Okay. Well, one reason I didn't get to play play gaming or get the game as much as I wanted to is because I think it was Wednesday. I was going home from work, and all of a sudden, traffic slowed to a complete halt. It was shut down. Mm-hmm. I found out later it was because a driver who ran naked down Interstate 71 following a six-vehicle crash was booked into jail Friday afternoon. Tracy Martin, 44, of Chagrin Falls, was booked into Hamilton County Jail, where he faces charges of aggravated vehicular assault and vehicular assault.
Why does all the fucked up shit happen in Chagrin or Akron?
No, he's from Chagrin, but it happened in Cincinnati.
Most of the fucked up shit happens in Florida.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. State Patrol Lieutenant Chris Long says Martin was picked up from the hospital at 11 a.m. and was booked into jail at 12:12. Thank you, asshole, because I didn't get home till almost 9 o'clock because of you.
Yeah, Breakman, if this had been a hot chick, you wouldn't have been nearly as upset.
No, I was pretty hot. According to OSP, Martin sideswiped four vehicles and struck two more as he sped through left shoulders of I-71 South around 6 p.m. Wednesday. It was just after 6 p.m. and just out
as I was getting home. Was he on something?
Obviously. The pickup trucks, you don't even need to ask that, but there are people, apparently somebody called on 911. I think he may be on drugs. Really, yeah, he's running naked through the street. The pickup truck struck and the concrete medium and overturned before the naked driver fled his truck and took off running. In video released by the Department of Transportation, you can watch the video if you want. It's on the link, Frank.
Yeah,
I think it's
I'm
on this link.
I'm not watching that shit, man.
I watched his dong flop about at a loose end for a while.
No, I'm pretty sure that part's edited. He's been running for at least a couple miles. He's just kind of jogging, said a 911 dispatcher. He was running past motorists, and then Ohio State Trooper and off-duty sheriff deputy caught up with Martin. Eventually, multiple officers caught up with him, and they used a taser on him, which didn't seem to affect him.
That sounds like PCP.
They don't say how they apprehended him. I don't want to know. I'm guessing they might have had to tackle him. He was sent to Bethesda North. Officials are looking into the possibility that he could have been under the influence of synthetic drug Flocka, the drug causing erratic behavior that has been blamed for several naked incidents, according to witnesses. And I didn't get to see it. I was way back and stuck in traffic. The trooper first used a taser gun in an unsuccessful attempt to apprehend Martin. Oh, yeah. It said didn't faze him, what I just said. So, yeah, this is what happened Wednesday. And, yeah.
Not much to say about that, man. That really sucks. I mean,
it's funny, but
yeah. Except that there are people hurt. Unfortunately, there are two passengers suffered serious injuries, and right now we don't know what the extent is of the injuries. But yeah, it definitely did with something on something. He flipped his car, got out, and just run around naked on the highway.
All right.
Yeah.
Around six o'clock, you know, during rush hour traffic.
Yeah. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, like I don't know what else to say about that.
Freak Pipe says, I wonder, was this the guy who was having sex with the pool toy?
No, this is actually a different guy.
See? It's Ohio, man. Ohio's the new Florida, man. I'm telling you. All right, break it.
It's the cold weather we've been having recently and the shitty summer. Like, it's rained so much, people are just bored.
Yeah.
They're going crazy.
At least he wasn't the Terminator, Dungeon Buster says. Maybe he is. He's being booked in a jail cell, so maybe he is. Maybe he's the Kyle
maybe,
Reese.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe this was the Kyle Reese.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Brake, anything else that's on your mind, sir?
I actually did have another story, but I think we should wait and see if there's anything else you want to talk about first before I monopolize all the time.
Mug, is there anything you wanted to talk about?
I did want to share an incredibly bad but funny joke I heard. Something that was shared.
Ooh, I love those.
It was a joke from Game Grumps.
Okay.
That Aaron made. It's like okay. What kind of overalls does Mario wear?
What kind?
Denim.
That is a terrible joke.
I love it. That's so corny and cool, man. That's a good joke, man. I love
that,
it.
That's one you tell to your like your 5-year-old nephew so you can go pass around school. Like I like that.
I like that.
I was like, oh God, seriously.
Oh. That's good stuff, man. I like that. That's really, you know. That's pretty good, man. Anything else?
It's official. Me and Frank are very easily amused.
We are. We're definitely very easily amused, man. What else is on your mind, Mug? Anything else you want to talk about, sir?
Actually, not especially. Like, and you know, this has been a very strange week for me, but for reasons I can't really discuss at the moment.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe we'll discuss it at some point during the show after tonight. Real quickly, I have a couple. I don't know if the first. They're both kind of heavy topics, but. The first one, Judge, and maybe we won't have time to get to the second, but I can't remember. Wiffix sent me the story or told me about this story, but what do you guys think about being ordered to get married? Like,
for what reason?
Well, there was an incident with a couple where the woman's ex was giving her a hard time, and the boyfriend, the current boyfriend, basically decked the ex. So the judge, like it was a basically a not a domestic violence, but like a assault case, I guess you would say it's an assault case, was ordered by the judge to get married to his girlfriend as part of his punishment.
I've heard so many fucked up judge rulements in the last few years. Like we've got really. Go through our court systems and see who we have judging, because that's just one more outrageous thing I've heard.
It's pretty outrageous, and the woman in the case, this is all from memory now, so I'm paraphrasing everything, so there's probably a lot of details I'm leaving out, but there's the woman basically said, you're not only, I guess, punishing him, you're punishing me, because I wanted to do an outdoor wedding with my friends and family, and we basically had to go to a courthouse. So I can see her point. Like, she was being punished as well. That judgment to me is absolutely ridiculous. Like, ordering
somebody.
Was
this judge high or something?
I have no idea. I guess there was a movie with Ashton Kutcher and Cameron Diaz. I can't remember the name of the movie, and I've never seen it, but where the judge ordered the couple to get married. What happens in Vegas?
So the judge based their order on a fucking movie?
That's what everybody's saying. Like, that's what he kind of did, you know? So. Freak 5 says, everything is heavy for my weak old arms. That's not true, Freak. I'm actually a very strong person, like physically. I don't know why, but I am. But,
yeah, you don't live for thousands of years and be a wicky-ass pussy.
Goddamn right, man. Definitely not a pussy. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure what the judge did is illegal, and they should appeal.
Well, they're not appealing. They actually did went and get married. You can see a picture. I'll have to find the link and give it to you
guys. Because they're going to get married anyway.
Well, they were another couple is going to be divorced in a couple of years because he's going to be cheating on her and probably beating her or something else. Look,
this was a couple, like, it wasn't a situation where this couple really didn't like each other or anything like that. You know, they actually love each other and they were planning on getting married and all this type of stuff.
My bad, I misunderstood.
But but still, like, being forced to marry somebody. What if they never?
Freak Five Chaos says being forced to marry somebody that is cruel and unusual punishment.
Out of not going to jail, okay? Yeah.
No, I guess Wivix and I discussed this. You know, I was telling her, like, if it was us and we weren't married and the judge had ordered, because there are some people that go their entire lives without getting married, and that's perfectly okay too.
This is some weird kind of Bible shit. That's all I can say.
Yeah, the choice was 15 days in jail or get married. That was the choice that this guy faced.
So wait, a lifetime in prison or just 15 days in jail?
Right. No, here's the deal. Look, I told Wivix I think I would have taken a different route. I think I would have went to jail, not because I didn't love my girlfriend or wanted, you know.
You could talk about your experience and how shitty jail was.
Probably. But here's – the jail obviously is awful and all that. But 15 days just – I mean, to me, it was a more of a principle stand. You know, I'm not going to do that. Like, you can't force somebody to get married to another person. I mean, that was just ridiculous. You know, this is stupid. But
so basically it's a court ordered shotgun wedding.
Yeah, pretty much. And here's the deal. They basically said that the reason that they chose that he, you know, he said he chose the jail sentence because, you know, his wife said he chose the sentence because the marriage sentence because they couldn't afford him being off of work for 2 weeks, which I can fully understand. They're living paycheck to paycheck. Like, what are you going to do, man? I mean, that's really shitty. You know,
And when you get married, like, too young or before you're ready, bad things happen sometimes.
Yeah.
A lot of the time. I mean, honestly, divorce rate is over 50%, so most of the time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's bigger than 50% now. I think
that's what I'm saying. Like, if it was less than 50%, it'd be less than most of the time.
I think
if only there were someone in the courtroom that could hold the judge in contempt of court.
Well, you know what? They're pursuing civil action against the judge, which I fully endorse.
It's so hard to get a judge disbarred.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? This may be one of those cases where it's so outlandish that they could. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what is – what also is outlandish, guys, and this will be kind of a quick hitter, I think. Do you guys think that Kelly Osbourne is racist or prejudiced?
I haven't paid attention to her in years.
No, I know what you're talking about, that comment. Like, I don't know.
I think it gives you kind of a peek into her mindset. She was I never watched The View, but this has been blowing up and it's a big story. But apparently on The View, and I did watch the video.
I was wondering if she was trying to be funny. And it was like, and obviously it wasn't funny.
No.
Or is this something she honestly thought? I didn't hear the context.
Yeah.
I didn't hear her tone of voice.
No. Okay. You need to watch the clip break on the Young Turks. They have the video of her, or you can just look up the video of her on YouTube or whatever. But basically,
I just read it and I hate to judge a comment on something when, you know, maybe she was trying to tell a joke and it just wasn't good.
I would agree with you 100%, Breakman. I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt, right? When they say something like this, like you're like, you have to think about it. What's the context? Were they trying to make a joke? Just like what you're saying, Break. But if you watch it, she was that serious. And I understand she was like basically being contrarian to Donald Trump, who's not on my favorite guys list right now. You know, I mean, I think he's the worst, one of the worst GOP candidates that's out there, and right now he's leading. I know that's going to change, but
it's also one of the worst CEOs too.
Yeah, he's terrible, but he makes. I know,
we're doomed. Yeah. The future is it's not going to be good.
Here's the deal: I watched the video, and I've made my judgment. Break, and she wasn't trying to make a joke. She was dead serious in what she said, and when she said it. I took the same – and by the way, I'm kind of pissed at Rosie Perez for her comments after and I'll talk to you about that too. Basically, what Kelly Osbourne said is, how would Donald Trump get his? I'm paraphrasing. How would Donald Trump get his toilets cleaned if they deported all of the illegals here, right? The illegal Mexicans. And to me, on the surface, I don't know if her heart was in the right place, but that gives you an insight to her mindset. Like she believes that the Mexicans here, the illegal ones, which I can assure you, all illegal Mexicans aren't cleaning toilets here. They're doing other things.
No, that's I mean, I haven't heard what she said, but that's not the impression I get from that statement.
You got it. I'm telling you, Mug. It's a feeling that I have. I can't say definitively 100%, but it goes to the whole white privilege thing.
What I mean is my
white
first
privilege based microaggression based on ignorance.
Yeah.
Well, my first impression based on that thing, I mean, not knowing, I really don't know much about her because I don't pay the slightest fucking attention,
and neither do I. But
my impression is that, you know, Trump talks about how he wants to deport all the illegals, and he's actually hired, you know, like these are the people that are propping up his business. I think that's more the point that was being made. That's at least that's the impression I get. I could be completely wrong.
I don't know, Mug. I took it the same way Rosie Perez took it. Like, she was kind of taken aback by it. Like, I mean, are you serious? Did you just say what I think you said? You know, kind of thing. And there's something there with Kelly Osbourne. You know, I think deep down, she really feels that Mexicans, whether illegal or not, are worthy of maybe cleaning toilets. You know, I think. I can't definitively say that she's prejudiced, but when she said it, I get the impression that that's how she feels, man. And once you're kind of in that camp, you kind of you pigeonhole yourself, and you kind of deserve what you get. Now, if you come out and you start doing things for the Latin community, and you start being outspoken for the Latin community, that's a different thing, you know. We can talk about that later. But right now, I'm going to make a judgment call, and I'm going to say Kelly Osbourne is a fucking prejudiced piece of shit, man. Like, I can't help but feel that way. Now, prove me wrong, you know? I mean, go out there and do some good things for a change instead of just spew out what you're spewing out in these stupid talk shows. But I was kind of offended, to be honest with you. I mean,
she's famous for being Ozzy's daughter.
She's actually a pretty good singer, too, and she's a decent actress, too. I don't want to.
She's an actress.
I haven't seen her in anything, but she is. She's.
Wait, how did you? Well, wait a minute. You just said she's a decent actress.
Let's look at the wiki of Kelly.
Well, right, but you said she's decent, but you never seen her.
No. Huh. I mean, decent singer, dude. I mean, I've heard her sing before, and she's actually, you know, I mean, her dad's Ozzy fucking Osbourne, and he's pretty fucking good, you know. I mean, on the verge of being pretty terrific. So, and I have heard her sing, man. She's not half bad. Let me look up her bio on Wiki here and see what she's. I don't want turning Japanese. I want Kelly Osbourne. God damn it.
I think I'm turning Japanese.
Yeah, I think she redid that song. Right?
I can sing that entire song
while masturbating to it.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I can masturbate to
it. Yeah, by the way, for people who don't know, that song was about masturbation, not about...
Specifically about having an orgasm.
I stand corrected. Right. I'm thinking of somebody else when it comes to acting, man. But there's another daughter of one of these pop stars or singers that I'm thinking of. But no, I stand corrected, Brake. You're absolutely correct. She's not credited as being an actress. But she's definitely a decent singer. So, whatever. I just think that people's true colors eventually come out, man. Like you know, you have to think about what you say before you say it. And a lot of times when people say things off the cuff, like on live TV like that, a lot of times you can get a really good insight to the way they feel. And all the times, Brake, man, that you've been on the show and Mug and Eric are included in this, I never once, not even a hint that any one of you particular guys has ever been prejudiced in the slightest. You've never said anything off the cuff like that. You know what I mean? Otherwise, I would have to think about it.
I say a lot of offensive things, but you know,
so do
like,
I.
It's just,
so do
it's
I.
Not it, it's not what's in my heart. It's just I'm trying to be funny.
Well, you know, we all.
I admit it. I'm trying to be funny.
It's like quoting that song.
I'm working hard at it.
It's like that song. That's like the only part. It's like I've heard it like on over top of so many freaking vines. Is that nigga? It's like then it just. If something about it, it's like that's so stupid. It makes me laugh.
Yeah, there are certain things that make you laugh, but I mean there are certain things that people say. That you're taken aback. If it would have been in a funny context, like Breakman was saying, like if she was trying to make a joke or something like that, that's one thing. Like if Rosie Perez like turned it around, because Rosie Perez has been known for being kind of funny, and you know she's an actress and stuff like that. Like if she had said something like that and made it into a joke, then we wouldn't be talking about it right now, right? Dungeon Buster said it was so awkward when the Straight Outta Compton promo ran during the debates when most of the candidates danced around race.
That'd be awesome. If that kind of makes me think of
people of this country actually care about.
Michael Richards or Richardson, or that guy, probably Kramer on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Remember how like he was at the club and he was doing his jokes, and then there turned into a fight between him and a black guy. And at that point, like I think he was just trying to be funny when he was using the N-word. But afterwards, he kind of doubled down on it.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, you know, apologize. Like, he did say, like, I was just trying to be funny, but then he doubled down on it. Instead of just saying, like, you know, I was really just trying to be funny. I'm so sorry.
Right. Like, if there's an
He didn't. It kind of makes me think that, well, maybe he is racist.
There you go. That's a very sensible approach, Break. Like, that's the whole thing in a nutshell, man. Like, if you say – like, I've said some outlandish things on this show. And if
yeah,
something...
Moria has – and Moria specifically has admitted to being racist prior. And he uses the N-word, but – I don't think there's I don't think you're racist.
I would never say nigger at somebody.
Right. You're just saying the word.
I don't have a problem using it in a very, you know, in an obviously joking or a referential sense. Like if I want to talk about the word nigger, I'll say nigger. I'm not going to say the N word.
Yeah. I can't do that. I admire you for being able to do that. I really feel bad.
My wife is the same way. But it's like, you know, I'm very much of the same opinion as Louis C.K. It's like it's a way for you to put the word in my head without having to deal with the guilt of saying it yourself.
Yeah.
I said nigger on this show once.
Yeah.
We were talking about Mark Twain's book.
But it's just like it sounds suddenly we've all got this like I've said it and I'm proud to have said it. And you know, it's like we're all.
except for me, where I'm all embarrassed and shy. Like I can't say the word.
Look, I don't think I've ever used that term. I agree with you guys.
The only time I've ever done it is when I'm singing along to all the rap music I listen to.
there's a place and time like it's a word, right? Like for instance, I say fuck a lot, right? People are very offended with the word fuck. Like there's appropriate uses of it, and there's inappropriate. It just so happens that the N-word has a lot more inappropriate uses than it does appropriate uses. You know, so you have to be really careful when you banty around those words. That's all I'm saying. You know, like and you're right. Like you know, I just am not comfortable saying it. I just don't say it.
And I'm not either. And I admire Moria for being like, yeah, this is just a word. And you know, I feel stupid for not being able to say it, but at the same time, I'm like, you know, like when white guys say
guilt,
it, like
you've got a little too much white guilt going on.
I might, I don't know.
Yeah, there's such a thing as white guilt. There's such a thing as white privilege that doesn't necessarily have to, be attached to white people. You know what I mean? Like that's just the way it is. Like. It's this is something else I wanted to talk about since we have some time. Black Lives Matter. And the more and more, you know, that hashtag Black Lives Matter and how certain white people, I know you guys aren't in this camp, that they get upset when they see that hashtag.
What about all lives matter?
I think there's a complete misunderstanding going on.
No,
well, the problem is, I saw it, and there was like a perfectly, it's like it's so perfectly put together, but it's such a small niche, a relatively small niche of people that would actually get it. Say, explaining like why did it's like in the same sense that like why is it Black Lives Matter instead of All Lives Matter? Why do Black people need affirmative action and all this kind of stuff?
No.
And somebody said, and basically somebody said, for the same reason you don't get the blue shell when you're number one in Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And I was like that, but I mean it's like, yes, it only a few people get it. Like, you guys get it. I barely get it. Most people wouldn't get that.
No, like, I get it. I get it, Mug. But let's put this in perspective.
Yeah,
right?
Because in Mario Kart 8, they change it so that
I think
can't get blue shell.
I think I think the hashtag Black Lives Matter is important because it brings awareness to a huge problem. Right? I agree with you, Mug. All lives matter. Right? I'm a humanist. I think that in general, most people are good. Otherwise, we wouldn't be. You know the whole spiel. But
the people that are complaining about that are missing the point of Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Same people that Gamergate did. You know, not all gamers or whatever.
Yeah. I mean,
your shield. That's what their hashtag was.
I believe, in my opinion, I believe the hashtag Black Lives Matter is a hashtag that all races should be behind. You know, whether you're white, black, Mexican, Asian, Portuguese, whatever the fuck you are, Italian,
black
French,
lives
whatever.
Matter because all lives matter.
Exactly. That's the whole
The problem there. Well, I should say, I saw a political cartoon that it was, that kind of summed up the whole thing. It's like it's this graveyard, no names, but it's just this list of basic common traffic offenses on each one. Mm-hmm. It's like, broken tail light, mm-hmm. Didn't signal. And basically just signifying all these black people, real people, but yes, mostly black people mm-hmm. who have been pulled over at just a routine stop, and some, for whatever reason, this person's dead now.
Yeah, the Sandra Bland thing comes to mind, man. Like, how she ended up dead. I mean, if that doesn't prove that lives matter. And that's why I'm saying
and Sam DeBose, and there was another guy. I'm to a white guy like a month ago or something.
Yeah,
too.
What the strange thing is like the fact that it's like that you when you say it happened to a white guy, it's like that you have to say it actually happened to a white guy.
No, the thing is, it happens to white people too. It's just not as major reported on, because I just found out about it a couple days ago, and apparently happened like a month or two ago.
I think we've been over this, break, man.
But yeah, I don't want to get into that too, because that's not the point. That is not the point.
You're absolutely correct, break. Like, it happens in white people too, but proportionately,
yes, there are black people are a vast minority. It is what a lot of people don't seem to understand.
Yeah. That's why
they don't understand what a minority is.
I think by association, guys,
I think people see television, they see there are black people on television, and they're like, oh, well, there are black people everywhere then.
Right. And it's not true. Like, proportionally.
Yeah, and then they see – and there are people that they've grown up in an all-white town or something like that, and as soon as black people move in, maybe one family or two families, like, it's all – there are black people everywhere.
Right, and
their perception of reality is skewed. Well,
like if you look at there are certain states like Maine is like it's like well over like 95% white. Black people are not common up there.
I can't blame them. It's fucking cold as shit up there. I wouldn't want to be up there either.
If you look at the percentage of people in the country, like black people are like less than, what is it, 10%? Like less than 10%? Like
most of the country is white, and the second biggest, I think, is actually Latino.
Absolutely. There's no question about that, man. Like
and Asian and other, I think.
I just think that the bigger point is the hashtag Black Lives Matter is just a realization that lives matter, and it's bringing something to the forefront that's a huge issue that affects everybody, not just black people, And that's why I admire the people that support the hashtag Black Lives Matter. Like, if there's anything on Twitter to admire. It's that, you know, it's the power. Yeah,
but let me say to the people who, like, you know, Black Lives Matter, don't shout down anybody that say all lives matter. Those people are trying to support you. They just don't understand.
No, they're not. They're not. I don't agree with that at all.
I think if they are, then they're incredibly naive.
Well, otherwise, wait.
They're probably weasels.
And well, I think
Hillary Clinton and said the exact same thing, but then you said weasels, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's her.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, for the most part, when you see that, it's like, you know, people have made the joke that
there are several people. There are a lot of people that are saying all lives matter. It is, you know, like I say, when I say the police do this to white people, they do it to Asian people, and they do it to all races. They're not trying to negate black people.
I think that's
just don't understand.
I think that for the most part, I mean, the hashtag was started by people who were explicitly trying to negate the whole thing.
You're right. There are a lot of people that do that. I don't mean everybody, but there are some people that don't mean it to be
Mug,
how it's coming off.
Mug, what was your point, dude? I think you're mining a really good point here. You're onto something.
The thing is, you know, with the whole, you know, Black Lives Matter, and the point is that, you know, the common perception, at least in the eyes of the cops, they don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in the eyes of the cops, yes, I mean,
the thing is, it is, you know, obviously, you know, every life matters. But the point is that
I think that's what a lot of the people that are saying all lives matter don't understand, that this is the Black Lives Matter specifically, for the most part, is referring to the between police officers and black people.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's like saying that Black Lives Matter is not saying that white lives don't.
You're right.
Yes. And that's what some people don't understand.
That's what I'm trying to say.
The point that, like, some people have made is like, say a heart surgeon, you know, who says, you know, like, you know, we, you know, heart disease is a major issue. Like, you know, you don't have an oncologist coming in and suddenly saying, but cancer is a big, you know, cancer matters too.
Right. You're absolutely 100%. The people you're talking about.
I know. I agree with you. I'm just saying there are a lot of people that are misunderstanding.
Yeah.
They're not trying to be offensive. They just don't understand.
That's why Mug is saying what he's saying, Brake. Like, that's
why Gamergate's full of morons
The white people that try to shut down.
If you support Gamergate and you've listened to me, you just hear that, then I don't apologize for that.
Yeah, well, I agree with you too, Eric. Like, but that's Mug's overall point. Like, it's not like the hashtag Black Lives Matter is taken away from any other race. It's just bringing awareness to the current situation. You know, that's
Black Lives Matter because all lives matter, and we can't ignore black people because of that.
Right. That's the whole point. That's why, in my opinion, Black Lives Matter is the most – right now, the most important hashtag on Twitter is Black Lives Matter, because they do. And it's a human issue. It's not just a black issue. It's not just a white issue. It's not a Mexican issue. It's an issue that's bringing awareness to everybody. That's the whole point of that hashtag, and I applaud anybody who does that. And I, you know what, I, every chance I get, I'm gonna bring awareness too. I've done it on this show for how many years now? So, it's a problem, and I hope that through that hashtag and other people can unite and get behind it and just snowball it to where, I don't know, if it takes the fucking president to do an executive order to look into the atrocities that police commit all the time, not just with black people, break with everybody. But this is just a means to an end.
I didn't say anything.
I know. I'm just saying. You had another one, break. We have time for it. Go for it.
All right.
What happened?
Sorry, I hit the mute button on accident. There.
There you go.
I was trying to scroll to the news story. It goes deeper than this, but this story came out today, and I kind of had a what-the-fuck reaction.
Mm-hmm.
the story is, and I'm going to just go into the story. Pete Rose is denying new allegations against him that he had sexual relations with minors during his baseball career. The allegations are coming from the investigator who collected evidence that proved Rose bet on baseball as he managed the Cincinnati Reds in 1989. John Dowd, the special counsel who led the MLB investigation that got Rose banned from baseball, claimed in a recently surfaced interview with a radio station, whatever it is, on July 13th, that Rose would entertain young girls aged 12 to 14 years old during spring training. Rose denied allegations in an interview. It's unbelievable and that his family was with him every year except for the first year during spring training. Mike Bertinelli, the man Dodd cited as his source of info on Rose, released a statement Friday through his lawyer. This lawyer saying, Mike categorically denies the allegations. He never did any such thing, nor did Pete Rose, nor did Mike say anything to Dodd about the subject. This story is libelous to him and to Rose and should be retracted immediately.
I fully agree with it, Brake, and I'll tell you why.
And let me go ahead with Mike Bertinelli. He is the guy that Pete Rose is linked to in his betting, all of his gambling. There's no denying Pete Rose bet on baseball. He bet on baseball while he was a player.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's
the only thing in question on that is whether he bet against the Reds when he was playing with them.
Right.
That's the only thing we really don't know.
Here's the thing. I've been on record as saying it's time for Pete Rose to be in the Hall of Fame. It's a huge issue, and I think he served his time as far as that goes, Brake. I don't know if you agree or disagree.
Well, I'm from Cincinnati. We all absolutely agree. I went to the same high school as Pete Rose did.
Yeah.
Which, you know, not a lot of people can say. And just that's my claim to fame.
Yeah, there
you
go.
Just kidding.
No, your claim to fame is you're on the Grinders, man. That's
your claim to fame. Did you claim to flame?
What was that Weird Al song? Fame. Lame claim to fame?
Yes, exactly.
Get out of here, you guys.
I think he should be in the Hall of Fame for what he did on the field, not what he didn't, you know, what he did off the field.
Yeah,
now, I have several things to say about this allegation. If John Dodd knew back in 1989 that Pete Rose was molesting girls.
Right. Don't you think it would have been a bigger story?
Yeah. Why didn't he say anything back in 1989? If this is true, then he should be in jail with Pete Rose.
I agree with that.
It's kind of like the Sandusky thing. I'm like, you know, he's if you know about this, but, you know, if he knew about it and didn't come forth with it, he's an accessory after the fact.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with that. But
more than likely, this is a completely made up story.
I agree with that. That's my feeling.
And the reason
now.
This is coming out now is because what you were saying before about Pete Rose being accepted in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Recently, at the beginning of the season, there's been a lot of talk about reinstating Pete Rose. And the reason is because Bud Selig moved on. He retired, and a new commissioner of baseball took over. So there's been a lot of talk of, you know, maybe he can look at this situation with Pete Rose and go into it. He's been punished for a long time. I know it was initially supposed to be a lifetime ban and stuff, but they have people in there who have done a lot worse acts than Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. Right. And that's beside the point. But this year, since that talk has happened, there have been a lot of stories been leaking out to the press against Pete Rose.
You're right.
Everything that John Dodd has been responsible for a lot of these leaks. He's been doing everything he can to discredit Pete.
But the only thing I would say, Brake, is why? Like, why would he why would he lie about it and fabricate stories? What does he have to gain?
That's exactly. I'm not saying this story's false.
I
don't know. I don't believe it at this point because there's no evidence.
Brake, I think this is an ongoing thing, and I think we should continue to talk about this in future episodes because
absolutely,
I think it's kind of important for one. For two, we don't know all the facts, and for three, maybe somebody comes forward, like one of the alleged women.
Yeah. Like I said, until there's no evidence right now. This is just, right now, this is just word of mouth from one guy.
Right.
And there's zero evidence, nothing to imply that Pete ever did anything like this.
But if things come out saying
that he did, then absolutely I'm going to look at it.
My initial reaction to the first woman, if there ever is a woman that comes forward, is maybe we have to be skeptical of her claims, because that woman has a lot to gain by this. You know what I mean? Right. But if it's true, I agree with you. Jail time. And jail time for Dowd too, for sure. Let's keep this one in the back pocket. I think it's really interesting, right? To talk about Gripper in chat. We were talking about the hashtag Black Lives Matter. He says, apart from Bill Cosby, no black love for you, funny man. And I totally agree with that, you piece of shit.
I want to
before we end the show here, I have something from Freak 5 he wanted me to get to, and we haven't gotten to it. So I know he'll listen to the show, and I want to make sure and get this in. He said, episode 350, last week's episode, Frank, you don't want me making a video game. I have plenty of talent, but programming isn't in my skill set. If I was to make a video game, it would involve an awesome middle-aged man's quest to bring down a practically immortal and senile tyrant. I will slowly turn the tyrant's closest cohorts against him, one of whom is a harmonica playing bard. So there you go. There's a little art.
Memoria.
Betrayal at Grinders. It could be the sequel to Betrayal at Grondor.
Jeez, that's awful.
Oh man, that's a great comment, Freak. I'll give you credit for that. I am no tyrant. I'll have you know, sir.
It's a benevolent dictator.
Get out of here, benevolent dictator. Get out of here, you son of
a... Yeah, exactly. Fine. He's not benevolent.
You won't let us reviewers have creative freedom on your show.
Fine. You guys have seen the movie The Dictator, right? That's kind of how I imagine Frank, just worse.
And that action, I've not seen The Dictator.
You guys are assholes, man. I swear. I think you know what it is like you guys like taking advantage of me all the time. I think it's the other way around. I think you guys are the dictators, and I'm just
well, you're an easy target, Frank. We can't help it.
Oh man, I think that's going to do. Anybody have anything else they want to talk about before, cuz we have a few minutes if anybody has anything else that they want to talk about. Did anybody get a chance to see the GOP debates at all? Anybody?
No, I actually do have something else I want to ask you.
Yeah,
I'm going to save our free for alls for next week.
All right,
but,
go ahead.
But I do want to do a review of Resurrection F.
Well, we can definitely do that next week. What do you want to talk about, Brake?
Well, you brought up something way more important than what I wanted to talk about.
What do you want to talk about, man? We'll talk about.
Well, you said anybody see the GOP debates? I mean, that's very important. One
it's
of those
not
people
that
might be the next president.
Do it.
Let me just summarize the GOP debates real quickly. All the candidates suck. Next,
right? Illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants.
Right.
Softball question.
Right.
God.
More money for the military.
Wait. Nine.
Right. Any
11.
Right. Yeah, I obviously for obvious reasons I'm not going to endorse any fucking Republican candidate, but especially these ones.
Everybody should vote everybody should vote in the GOP primary for the one they least want to win, you know, because, you know, the one they think is least likely to win
is Rick Santorum running again?
Yeah.
I saw a story about Rick.
Talk about a scumbag.
Make sure if you do vote for Bernie Sanders, you vote for him in the primary. Otherwise, you will not be able to vote for him.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware. Yeah, it's like, you know, if you like Bernie Sanders, go vote in the primary, because the general election is, you know, in many ways not as important as the primary. At least not if you're a fan of Bernie Sanders.
Look, all right,
go move the Russia, you commies.
the only candidate that's going to be chosen to be the Republican nominee is
a prejudicial candidate.
Yeah, well, pretty much. That's pretty accurate, Maury, actually. But anyways, the only one that's going to be the Republican nominee is the one that the Republicans want, period. Like, I went through this whole thing of how...
Just like the Democrats, like, nobody has a chance.
In other words, this debate was just a gigantic theater for people.
Yeah.
I would like to hear what Biden has to say, but he doesn't have a chance.
I want Elizabeth Warren to be the president of the United States, but that'll never happen. Whatever.
No. Although, could you imagine a fucking Sanders-Warren ticket?
Oh, man. That would be awesome. That would be almost perfect. Almost too perfect, man. They'd fuck it up somehow, Mug, for sure. Yeah. What was your topic, real quick?
Actually, I wanted to ask you if you've seen the TV show Scream.
I have not.
I have not, but I've heard mixed things on it, Brake.
Mixed things.
That's like a bad idea.
Yeah. Have you been watching The Strain this year?
I have. I love The Strain.
Yes, I think this season's even better. I quite enjoy it. But back to Scream. It's based on the movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's on MTV, and they changed the mask. And the new mask, they wanted like a scary looking mask. I think it just looks dumb.
Yeah,
which isn't a minor thing. But there's a lot of like bad acting,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and a lot of the plot just doesn't make absolute sense.
Acting that's somehow even worse than the films.
Yes. They know there's a serial killer. They know the serial killer is harassing this one girl, but there are no police escorts for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nothing, stuff like that.
That's criticisms I've heard of the show. I haven't seen it. I'll watch it when it comes on Netflix, break, and I'll give you my impression then. But, dude,
They killed two people the first episode, and then the next two episodes they killed people, or like one person each episode, and then they went two episodes with nobody dying, and then the last episode somebody got stabbed, but nobody dies.
See, the thing is with a series premise like that, how do you keep, how do you maintain, characters that you'll want? Because the thing is, if you build characters people will like, people will be upset when they're killed off.
Well, that's the same thing.
And I think their goal. But the characters that they have, like the writing that they've put that they've got these characters in, especially the main character, she is so fucking annoying.
Mm. Look, they've taken a page out of the Game of Thrones playbook with that series, from what I gather. Like, no character's safe, and if you do it correctly, I mean, you have something like Game of Thrones, right? Game of Thrones is absolutely fantastic. Like, it's one of the best shows I've ever seen, like, period.
Yeah, like, the closest thing – like, I've never actually watched Game of Thrones. I've never read the books.
Oh, you should watch it, man. It's good.
But it's like – I don't know if you remember the anime Gungrave.
Yeah, I remember
Gungrave. It's like that was one of those things where it's like – it was a 26-episode series, and you would spend, like, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 episodes with a character, and then just summarily, just killed. Like, you could get, like, they were not, like, it was not afraid to let you connect with a character, and then that character died. And I like that.
I applaud people for doing that. And in a way, I applaud Scream for doing that, but I've seen the movies on it.
It doesn't feel like that, though.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that.
Because these characters, like, you don't really care about them.
Mm.
Most of them are pretty douchey.
Yeah. If the characters are flat or unlikable, then it's not accomplishing what you're setting out
to do.
Let me give you a spoiler. In the last episode, a guy was stabbed, but this guy was blackmailing the father of one of the other kids.
Mm.
Like, he'd wear masks and harassing him and shit. So I'm supposed to care if this guy gets hurt in any way?
Right. That's a good point, Brake. Like, there's certain series that do that, like, that, and you're like, I don't give a shit about any of these fucking people,
Yeah.
Like, a good example.
I think if they killed off the main character, I'd like the show a little bit more, though.
Have you been watching True Detective at all? Has anybody watched True Detective? Probably not.
I don't have Showtime.
Is that True Blood?
No, it's nothing like
HBO.
That.
I don't have those pay channels.
I highly recommend watching the first season of True Detective, but the second season, I could give a flying fuck about any of these characters, and I don't care if they all get fucking shot in the head. Like, I really don't care about like, it's just really bad this season, and I hope that if they have another season, it's like way better, because this season really fucking sucks. But the whole point is, like, what you guys are saying, like, I don't mind if they kill off characters that you're invested emotionally in, but you got to do it the way Game of Thrones does it, or like a series like The Shield. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that old Fox FX series, The Shield, is
fantastic. I've heard good things, but I never saw
it. Oh, you gotta watch The Shield. The Shield's an all-timer, too. But I was gonna say, Brake, if you want a good teen angsty series to watch, watch Teen Wolf, dude. That's an MTV series as well. That series is actually, they have a couple of seasons that are really, really good.
Mm.
Like, yeah, Teen Wolf is good, man. Like,
maybe if I get Netflix.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Do you have Amazon Prime?
No.
If anybody has Amazon Prime, you can watch all of the Teen Wolf series.
I do.
Yeah, watch Teen Wolf, man. It's pretty good. I dig it. It's not on Netflix. It's on Amazon Prime, but it's worth.
So now that we talked about that crap, let's talk about The Strain, which is actually pretty good.
The Strain is good. True Detective sucks this year. Masters of Sex is really good. Game of Thrones is always good. What else? There's other series out that I really enjoy. American Horror Story is coming out, and that looks pretty interesting.
I can't wait till the next season of Flash.
I have not even seen the first season of Flash.
Oh, my God, dude. Watch. It's really good.
I haven't seen one season of Arrow either, and I hear good things about Arrow.
No, yeah, I'm in the same boat. The only superhero television series I've watched was Daredevil, which was fantastic.
I haven't seen all of Daredevil either.
Need to watch Arrow.
Netflix. I need to get Netflix, but I can't afford Netflix.
You guys need to watch Arrow, and you need to watch Flash. Catch up on him, because in January there's a new season coming out. A new series, and this one's going to be stern.
I'm upset that Constantine didn't, get picked up again.
I didn't watch Constantine either.
I didn't get to see that one. Yeah. But there's a new series coming out. I can't remember the name of it at this moment, but it'll be starring Brandon Roth, is the Atom. Whitworth Miller, he'll be in it, is Captain Cold.
I did see they're going to do a new season of Prison Break, which is going
to... Oh, I heard about that. I'm excited.
Yeah, I like
Prison Break. I love that show.
Yeah, I did too. I like Prison Break quite a bit. There was one season that was forgettable. I think it was like the...
Why would they do a new season after years of not doing any?
Prison Break, it had four seasons, and I think the second and third season were pretty bad.
No,
I almost quit on it, but it came back in the fourth season, and it was amazing.
I liked the first season quite a bit.
Yes, the first and the last season were great.
I think the second season was average. The third season was terrible, and
The problem with the third season is they sent him to another prison. They sent him back to fucking prison. Like, he'd already broken out of prison. Well, now we gotta see him go through this shit again. And they almost lost me on that, but
yeah.
I'm glad I like
Prison Break quite a bit. I saw that Game of Thrones is going to feature Max von Sydow and Ian McShane, and I like Ian McShane quite a bit.
Who's that?
I don't know if you ever saw Deadwood, but he was in Deadwood. Deadwood's so good. Deadwood is so good.
See, I never got to see any of these pay channel shows. The only one I ever got to really see was Sopranos, which was a great show.
Did you ever see Hot Rod?
And the original Louis C.K. show. I don't know if you guys ever saw that. One of the...
Yeah, Louis. It was a very good show.
Yeah.
It was on a pay channel, and that was, I think, one of the most underrated sitcoms of all time.
Oh, I don't know about underrated. It's very well appreciated.
No, I'm not talking about the one that's on now. I'm talking about the one that was on years ago.
Oh, I don't know about that.
The Strain.
It was on, I think, HBO, and it only lasted a season. But it was a realistic look at, like, married relationships and stuff. Like, they dealt with an episode where he gave his wife an orgasm for the first time.
And
that's like serious thing.
Wait. The question that the follow up question is: the first time he did it, or the first time she had one?
The first time she'd had one, and he gave it to her.
Oh, okay.
So after that, like, she desperately wants to have one again, and they struggle with trying to do it again. And that's a real thing. Couples really struggle with that kind of thing, and I always admired that.
I never have any problems in that.
No, I know.
Break, you know.
We know, Frank. We know you've never had that problem.
So I have no idea what
Shut up, Frank.
Hey, Gripper says he's really enjoying Gotham. That's another one I want to get into. Rowdy Roddy MXT says, what about Tough Enough?
Gotham has its ups and downs, but I really like Harvey Bullock.
Yeah,
it's fucking hilarious.
Dungeon Buster, and
of course the Penguin. He was made for that role.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster say McShane was the king in Jack and the Giant Slayer. I never saw Jack and the Giant Slayer. Dungeon Buster, I always want to see
that,
it.
But yeah, I heard that was a good movie.
I heard it was okay. Like, you know, it's just it's pretty good. Like, I want to catch it on cable or DirecTV. Dungeon Buster also says he was also Blackbeard in Stranger Tides.
Was that the fourth?
Yeah, yes. I think it was.
Okay, I never saw the fourth one. After the wedding, I was hesitant to ever watch another Pirates movie.
I like the Pirates movies.
Okay. I know, but when they have like a wedding in the middle of a fight, like,
yeah,
what?
Like, yeah, yeah. Like, you guys are just like really, really.
All right, Bullock's actor was great in Sons of Anarchy. I have no idea what that means, MXC. That's another series I have yet to
watch. Yeah, I never saw that, but I've heard good things.
Yeah, there's a bunch of other series I'm watching, too. Oh, Ballers is pretty good. That's another HBO property. I think Ballers is pretty decent. I wasn't expecting the Rock show to be all that great, but it's actually pretty damn good. I highly recommend watching that. It's not like the greatest thing ever, but it gives you an insight into the life of an NFL agent and NFL players. It's actually pretty damn interesting. So,
reminds me of the old show Arliss.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot.
You've seen Arliss? Thank God. Nobody ever like Arliss. I say Arliss and like what? What's that?
I saw Arliss.
Yeah, see, exactly. That's what I heard. Never heard of it.
That's I can't remember the guy's name, but he was in Batman, the original Batman. Robert Wool was his name. But,
oh yeah, I remember.
No. Brooks. Brooks.
Mel Brooks.
First name. No. No.
Albert Brooks.
Yes, yeah. Albert Brooks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember Arliss, man. Yeah, for sure. All right, guys, that's going to do it. We need to do our plugs. Let's start with – let's go Eric first today.
Let's see. I'm going to plug my blog because I've got a review up there. Right. And I plan on writing another one soon.
All right.
For a game I've been putting off. But because I've been doing other reviews, so I haven't been able to get to it.
All right.
Then I'm also going to plug Totally GN, my reviews of Etrian Odyssey 2 Untold, The Fafnir Knight, and The Lost Dimension are up. And then there's VogNetwork.com. Hopefully those will be up within the next couple days I can't even remember where they are now since it's been so long. I think one of them is an XE. Oh, yeah, Oni Chenbra and Aldalus. That's what they were.
All
right. Oni Chenbra Z2, to be precise. Which is a sequel to the game we never got, because I don't know why D3 Publishers decided not to publish it, but whatever. I'm also going to plug GameTactics.com. The Batman Arkham Knight review is finally up, and you can read what I thought about it.
No, you're right. That was Robert Wool. I don't know why I was thinking of Albert Brooks.
And then there's
I had to look into it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, Eric.
Then there's Boston Bastard Brigade. I have an updated review of Phantom Breaker Battlegrounds featuring information for the PS4 version, which is called Overdrive. And then there's an anime review of a not so great slice of life romance comedy called My Little Monster.
All right. Anything else,
and,
Eric?
Yeah, you can find me on YouTube at FunnyTman. Might be able to squeeze a movie out this or a video out this weekend. And then there's my Twitter at EricRPG.
All right.
Hey, Eric, please don't talk about your little monster on the show again.
That's the direct translation of his Japanese name.
You're talking about something. Never mind. Okay.
Break, you're up next, my friend.
Follow me at RP Grinders, at Break _ Man, at Stealth and his _, and yeah, that's it.
All right. And Last and most certainly least, Mug.
You can reach me on Twitter.
No response?
Why bother? To care, I would have to care what he thinks.
Son of a bitch.
Anyway, you can find me on Twitter at MoriaMug, MoriaMug.
All right. My plugs are as follows. Last week we had Chris Revel from Let's Chat Podcast with Revel and Friends. I had the privilege of being on his last episode, so that'll be up soon. Make sure you check out that show. It's me in a little bit different light. I talk about Grinders an awful lot and Wet Hot American Summer and all those that type of stuff. So there's all kinds of good shit that we talked about on the show that's a little different from RP Grinders. So make sure you check out the latest episode and previous episodes of the Let's Chat podcast. And that's and wickedradionetwork.com, of course, our network. But that's about it. I think that's it for this week. Unless you guys have anything else, I think we're done.
Oh yeah, I will mention. I wanted to do a review of Dragon Ball Z Resurrection F today, but I didn't get that chance. But if you haven't seen the movie yet, you've got probably tomorrow, and then once again on Tuesday to see it. If it's
in where did you go to see it?
I had to go to Erie to see it because Mentor wasn't doing it this year.
Yeah, see, that's way too far away for me. That's, sure that's about a 5-hour drive at least.
I'm sure you'll find a place near you to see it.
No. You're like, never happens
that way. There's other places in Ohio, but I don't know if you're anywhere near them.
Yeah.
Just do a search on any of the theater change that you know about, like Cinemark or AMC or another one would be probably I forget the other one, never mind. Forget.
All right, guys, make sure thanks to everybody in chat, Dungeon Buster Gripper, Rowdy Roddy MXT, and Wylan. Thank you guys so, and Freak 5, who was in chat for the majority of the show. Thank you guys so much for your comments, your questions on Twitter, you know, et cetera, Facebook. We do have a Facebook page as well. Just search RP Grinders on Facebook, and you can find us there. Post whatever you want. We'll most likely mention it on the show. Have a great weekend this weekend, guys. Stay safe. We want to see you guys here back next week. Until then, we are out.